Welcome to the Reality of Herbal Therapy podcast, The Respiratory System. Okay, so I've been kind of thinking, what can I share with you? What can I talk about? And the thing that came to me was to do a series of episodes on the podcast about the systems of the body. The systems of the body is a different way of approaching health than a lot of the doctors do. The way they approach health, basically they want to repair a single thing. If you've got a kidney problem, they want to fix the kidney. If you've got a liver problem, they want to fix the liver. So the systems of the body, basically a paradigm for looking at treating health issues with a system of your body. And so the body has several different systems that do different things and that that help your body to process food or to process air or to protect itself or to move blood, to move oxygen through the body. So depending on the system of the body, that's where you're wanting to look at what's going on and try and help take care of it. So like I said, like if you have a liver problem, there's the whole digestive system you want to look at and see. So you address the liver, but also address any other problems that are going on within that system of the body, because they're all interconnected and they all work together. So today I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about the respiratory system. And if you have a copy of the Reality of Herbal Therapy book, it's on page 186. So in the Reality of Herbal Therapy book, where it has the systems of the body, it just lists the formulas that Dr. James would suggest. So I kind of wanted to talk about the formulas that he would, some of the formulas that he suggests for the respiratory system and why you'd want to take them. So first off, the main ones that we talk about are Hayaz. Hayaz was Dr. James's first formula. So he developed that because while he was in Oregon, he had really severe allergies. And so he was looking for something to help with the allergies, and that's when he came up with the formula for Hayaz. And right now we have two different formulas. We have the Hayaz Extra Strength and what we call our regular Hayaz or Hayaz. So a little bit of history behind that. The Hayaz Extra Strength uses Brigham tea as to help. Basically what it does is it helps bring moisture to the respiratory system. So Brigham tea is one of those herbs that you can tag, that you can carry it along somewhere. So the Brigham tea carries it to, it's tagged along with some of the other herbs in Hayaz. So it carries it along and it helps your upper respiratory system deal with liquid, whether you've got too much, runny nose, or too little. So the reason that became a problem was because Brigham tea is a form of mahuang or ephedra, which was used in a lot of weight loss formulas. It's a stimulant. And it increases your metabolism. And because it was used in weight loss formulas, so because of that, basically we had to change the formula. We weren't able to buy the Brigham tea, mahuang, ephedra, in any form. So we we had to change the formula. So me and Dr. James talked about it, and he went through what it would take to replicate what the ephedra did. So that's when we changed the formula. So after all of that hubbub died down, and we were able to purchase it again, we went back to having the old formula. But a lot of people really like the newer formula, so we decided to keep both of them. It's a matter of personal preference. A lot of people do prefer the original formula that Dr. James developed with the ephedra. or the Brigham T. So that's the why there are two Hayazes. So, like, not to get you confused. So thinking about this, I need to go back and describe what is the respiratory system? Like, why, what is the system? And so when thinking in systems of the body, you want to think about what the system does and what the issue is, so then you can determine which formula to use and how to help it. So the respiratory system is basically your sinuses, your ears, nose, throat, and your lungs. Basically, it's the system of your body that takes in oxygen and uses it and then gets rid of the carbon dioxide. So Hayaz helps with anything in the upper respiratory system, which is basically the sinuses, the ears, the nose, the throat. So if you're having anything from your throat up, that's when you'd want to pick Hayaz. That's what Hayaz is for, is anything from the throat up. So then you want to look at other things to go along with it. So of course, the other thing that always goes along with just about everything is infection. Infection is what it does is it helps nourish the immune system of our body. So it helps our body to be able to deal with issues. But a lot of times when with respiratory systems, if you combine infection with Hayaz, if you listen to the Tag Your Herbs podcast, infection is very taggable. It will go basically wherever. If you're taking a different formula for a different system of the body, and we have several that are specific to the system of the body. So Hayaz is upper respiratory. It will go to the upper respiratory system. If you take infection along with it, it will tag it and pull it along. So it'll take it to the upper respiratory system. So sinus infections. If you've got severe allergies and there's constant dripping, that can often be the start of or like working towards an infection. So if you're taking Hayaz anyway, add a little bit of infection to basically keep yourself from getting whatever's coming along. Another formula that works really well with Hayaz is Throbbies. So Throbbies, basically if Hayaz just isn't quite cutting it, Throbbies is a catalyst. It helps strengthen the Hayaz to work a little bit better. While I was living in Oregon, it wasn't that bad. I didn't have allergies anywhere near as bad as I do here in New Mexico. In New Mexico, my allergies are unbearable and I can barely keep up in spring. So like March, April, or late February, I'm a mess. And if the Hayaz isn't cutting it, then I add just a couple of Throbbies and that basically is a catalyst. It makes the Hayaz work just a little bit better. So Throbbies is another one to consider. If Hayaz just isn't, if you're still suffering with allergies, like seasonal allergies, or you're exposed to a mold or a fungus or something and it's caused massive allergies, a little bit of Throbbies along with the Hayaz will make a huge difference. So going along with that, mold, fungus, if you're exposed to something that's causing allergies, but it was something environmental, detoxylation is amazing. So you want to add a little bit of detoxylation along with your Hayaz, because again, detoxylation is one that's taggable. It will be taken to wherever that formula will take it. And so the detoxylation will be taken and it will help clear out any toxins, molds, funguses, things like that. So taking detoxylation along with Hayaz will really help. Let's go on. So there's also vitamins and minerals. With whatever system of the body you're doing, a lot of vitamins and minerals are taggable. Some aren't. For example, MSM is not, it's one that is not taggable. But we always, like, if you've got issues, like herbal MSM, so MSM basically is what helps give our bodies elasticity. So it's nutritional sulfur. And another one that gives elasticity is silica. So elasticity is something really important in our bodies because it helps our body move. It helps make things mobile, if you will. So MSM and silica are always a good addition. And then a multivitamin and a multimineral. PM minerals is great. And you want to take your minerals in the evening because that's when your body basically does repair. So if you take minerals in the evening, your body is repairing itself, and minerals give your body the building blocks to repair whatever is going on. So PM minerals in the evening, and vitamins in the morning, because they're what vitamins basically get used up. They get used up really fast through, you know, there's water soluble and fat soluble. So the body uses them up really quick. So if you take them in the morning while you're doing things, then it gives your body that store of vitamins to do whatever it needs to do. So let's go on to the lower respiratory system. So if you've got like upper respiratory, if there's a lot of drainage going on, you'll want to basically kind of keep on taking Hayaz if you've got drainage going on to the lower respiratory system. But the lower respiratory system is your lungs. And the formula for any lung issue that we have is ammonia. So ammonia is excellent for healing the lungs. If you've had like pneumonia, bronchitis, anything that just takes the lungs and beats the ever-living life out of them, ammonia will help to put back nutrients so that your body can heal your lungs. But another formula that goes along with ammonia that is really helpful is Flemup. So the reason you'd want to take Flemup isn't, it's not someone that builds or nourishes, but it's kind of like the big bucket that will empty out your boat. If your lungs are full of fluid, mucus, or whatever, your lungs have to deal with that first. They can't heal themselves if there's anything in there that's blocking the way to heal the lungs. So Flemup will help clear out the lungs so that ammonia can do its job. So a lot of people will take the two together. If you don't have a lot of pressure on the lungs. So pressure on the lungs basically is that your lungs are full of something and it can't, it's got to move that out as well as process the oxygen and everything that's going through your body. So the Flemup will help with relieve some of that pressure. If you don't have that and you're just wanting to repair the lungs, ammonia is all you need. What else do I need to share with you? I was thinking, and of course, infection, pneumonia, bronchitis, any of those infections of the lungs, infection along with ammonia, and again, infection is taggable. The ammonia will take it to the lungs to help rebuild that. If it was something that was a long time, a long persistent cough, something that lasted a long time, tissue mend along with ammonia really helps, makes a huge difference. It helps your, basically gives the body what it needs to heal those lungs really fast. Going back to the upper respiratory system, if you've got a lot of drainage coming from the upper respiratory system into the lungs, you want to just one Flemup, and Flemup is really strong. You only need one to really help move it, like one a day. So Flemup. But if you've got constant like dripping and stuff, if you swab your sinuses with Comfrey Gold salve, it really makes a big difference. The Comfrey Gold basically coats the sinuses, and so like if you'd heard Dr. James's talk about Jethro Klaus's Back to Eden, and I actually saw it just recently. Somebody was suggesting snorting Golden Seal to help with any sinus infection, because Golden Seal will basically kill an infection on contact, but it will. Dr. James always referred to it as the cure is worse than the disease. It is just really, really bad. So swabbing your sinuses with the Comfrey Gold salve, it's soothing. The comfrey leaf is very soothing, and it helps heal. It's a what do they call it? There's a word they call it. It's a stitching herb. Basically, it stitches things back together. But the Golden Seal and the Comfrey Gold salve is will help it heal really, really fast. But it also gives, because when your nose is when you have a runny nose and it's constantly dripping, your body is trying to lubricate itself. So the Comfrey Gold salve will lubricate the sinuses, but also help to heal anything that's going on. Another salve that we have is the gland salve. And so your glands, if you go there just along your jawline underneath, from if you know about how you have your tubes that go from your ears down to your throat, and you can follow them, they go just behind your jaw. So if you put gland salve there, basically that also helps soothe that area. It will absorb in through the skin and help with anything like any infection, anything that's going on with the glands that follow along there, that also follow that tube from your ears to your throat. And another formula that we have is our analgesic oil. You can put that in that same spot between the ears and the throat, and following along the back of your jaw, and that will help soothe any irritation or anything like that. So those are pretty much the formulas for the respiratory system. So if you have any questions, let me know. And on our next episode, I'll talk about another system of the body. It is not the intent of professional herbal instruction or any persons associated therewith to diagnose or prescribe. The intent is only to offer herbal information for your consideration. In the event you use this information without your doctor's approval, you are prescribing for yourself, which is your God-given right. But professional herbal instruction or any persons associated herewith assume no responsibility. The claims and statements made on this podcast have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.